Thank you, Mr. Moderator, for moderating the sessions and also for the panelists for their observation, particularly a lot of like Indonesia's policy and critical minerals. So basically, our views is that our successful policy and nickel industry strategy not only comes from our export ban on the nickel ore, for examples, but also for combinations of different, fiscal and non-fiscal incentive that we put in place. So basically, export ban is not the main, but I think this is very important because, I mean, a lot of developing countries wants to, be free from the commodity dependence, and eventually we have to, have domestic value addition process, and export ban are like part of, inevitable policy to ensure national adequate supply to, further process the commodities. But of course, then we have problems with the WTO rules, which, with export bans, rules on these regards. And perhaps you also want to seek your views on do you think that there should be like flexibility in the midst of calls for diversifications and value additions on these WTO rules to, to see and adjust to the development perspectives. And also, and I think basically that's our main response to the session we have today. We are, observing these forums because we are planning to expand our strategy in the nickel industry to other 25 commodities, as the new presidents already have these views in mind, and we are exploring strategies on how to maximize all this in the national policy or international cooperation. Thank you.